Tschüss, Herr Shiva. This is quite an opportunity that I have over here to be at the moment that as Klal Yisrael is being nichnas into Lag BaOmer to, on some level, be ma'orer myself and hopefully some other people on what this day is. On the other hand, the Olam knows they don't like to switch topics so easily. We're in the middle of a sugya of Kavod. But the Ribbono Shel Olam fears the Velt, and we are going to be continuing what we usually do. And Be'ezus Hashem, through that, we are going to understand why exactly Lag BaOmer is a happy day for us. L'maisa, there's a kasha that the Olam asks, which is, we don't have much to do with Pnimius HaTorah. We don't have to do with Zayar, Reb Shimon. Of course, we learn Nigla, but all these things about Kabbalah, you know, we're not wearing white and walking around the streets, you know, giving brachas to anybody. So what does this have to do with us? And this is an absolute tragedy. I would like to say, B'siyata D'shmaya, I'm not sure what it doesn't have to do with us. And I hope that B'siyata D'shmaya, as we continue, it will be obvious to us that every nekuda of Lag BaOmer is shaykh to us in a way that's more shaykh than anything else that we have in our existence. We've been working on the sugya of kavod. We've been working on giving kavod to another person, finding the good in that person. We pointed out that kavod is represented with a crown. The king has a crown because a crown shows that there's more than just the man. There's more than meets the eye over here. Someone who is extending upwards has a crown. And every yid has a crown. He has a keser shem tov. He has his name. And that's a mechayiv of being mechavid him. There's more than meets the eye by this person. And we pointed out from the Gaon that the gematria of the word kavod is lev, is heart. And the reason is because the reason I have to respect that other person and not just treat him like a guy is because he has a lev. A lev is a culmination of all of his intellect, all of his emotions, everything that's about him. When the Torah describes someone as complex and deep, it only discusses his lev. It never discusses his head. Bezalel was a chacham lev. A chacham lev is someone who has not only from head, but head to toe. His entire bloodstream, everything about him is complex. And each one of us is due to have kavod and must give kavod to someone else because every person is fascinating. And that they are fascinating and that there's more than meets the eye requires us to bow to them and treat them with respect. So now we're going to take this for a turn, which is, there's another sugya. And there's a sugya called kavod hatayra. There's a sugya called having kavod for tayra. Not just by people, but saying that there's more than meets the eye by Torah. The definition of kavod haTorah is understanding that Torah is something that I must bow to, that there's more than meets the eye. The Gaon in Mishlei points out, the first letter of the Torah is Beis, Bereishis Bara Elokim. The last letter of the Torah is Yisrael Lamed. If you take the beginning and end of the Torah, what do you get? Lev, kavod. The Torah is kuloi omer kavod. There are 22 letters in the Aleph base. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 10 sayings. These are not my own things. I would never do that to you. This is way before me. Together, the 10 sayings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with and the Chaf Beis letters of the Torah. The Torah and the world was created with Torah is kavod. Kulo omer kavod. The Yisoid HaDavar is that Torah needs kavod. There's no such thing as Torah without kavod. If there's no kavod, there's no Torah. And what we'd like to do, B'siyata D'shmaya, is show what exactly Lag BaOmer has to do with kavod HaTorah. And with this, a person will understand that they can't have a morning Seder without Lag BaOmer. They can't open a Chumash without Lag BaOmer. So let's understand, Rabbi Shimon, what his contribution was to the Olam HaTorah. But before that, we have to understand his Rebbe. How do I know we have to understand his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva? Because it's not just because they're going to sing Amar Rabbi Akiva in Meron. They will sing that. But the reason they're going to sing that is because if you want to know who Rabbi Shimon is, he's a spitting image of his Rebbe. He tells us this in Gittin on Samach Zayin. He says the following. Amar Rabbi Shimon l'talmida, bonai, shenu midaisai, study all the aspects of my learning. Shemidaisai trumos me trumos midosav shel b'kiva. I am a tamsis. I am a micro version of all the things of my Rebbe. Study me so you could understand Rabbi Akiva. So if you think that we could understand Rabbi Shimon alone, we can't. This is going to be a little bit deep. We're going to have to buckle our seatbelts, but it's not every day that we hit Lag BaOmer. We can be a little bit deep sometimes. So let's understand. What was Rabbi Akiva's sugya? What did Rabbi Akiva dedicate his life to? I only know Gemaras and Mishnayos. It says that Mishemais Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah and Saita, Mishemais Rabbi Akiva, batal kavod haTorah. Rabbi Akiva was a manifestation of kavod haTorah to an extent that when he died, there was no more kavod haTorah. Very interesting. What does that mean? It's a shoo-in for our sugya, but what's it talking about? And furthermore, there's an editing problem in this Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that another person, when he died, Mishemais Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken batal HaKavod HaTorah. Wait, you can't do that in this Mishnah. You have to pick one person. Mishemais Rabbi Akiva batal HaKavod HaTorah. On the other hand, Mishemais Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken batal HaKavod HaTorah. So which one is it? Baruch Hashem, we have Rashi over here. And Rashi explains. Rashi says, you want to know why Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken, when he died, we lost HaKavod HaTorah? Because people used to stand while they were learning. Every person with, not just hats and jackets like the old days, even more than that, they would stand in trepidation when they would learn. Something so foreign to us that it's hard for us even to fathom. But there was a time where you open the Gemara, it's like, oh, right? It was like, mamas, you could do all the theatrics and the glow of the light coming out. That's what they did. And then there was a choli in the world. People got sick. They weren't able to stand anymore. And batal kavod haTorah. And then there was Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a totally different sugya. What was Rabbi Akiva's sugya, says Rashi? Rabbi Akiva darshened all the crowns of the Torah. All the Tagin and Kutzin. Hayanoisein liboy lidrash kol kotz v'kotz shol kol ois. He showed you how every crown had meaning. V'kolshikein tevis yiseiris, and any extra word in the Torah, any extra letters in the Torah. Kigoin bas ubas, a little vav. Listen to the lashon of Rashi. V'zehu kavod haTorah gadol. This is an amazing, awesome kavod haTorah that Rabbi Akiva did. She'ein ba davar levatala. There is nothing extra in the Torah. Rabbi Akiva's life purpose, it says in Rashi, Nasan Libo. It's not mashma that he was chayiv to do this from Hilchos Talmud Torah. He simply had a life mission to show that there's nothing extra in the Torah. Basically, to show you that the Torah is something that you should be afraid of. Rav Gamliel HaZaken stood for the Torah. Until his generation, when he left, they sat. But why do you stand for the Torah? All Rav Gamliel HaZaken's generations before him were standing. But why? Why is this significant? Like kavod, we say, kavod is melashon kaved, heavy. Why is the Torah so heavy? Rabbi Akiva was megala, why? He says, you want to know? Bible codes, take aside. Take aside. Get out of here. This is kids' play. I'm going to show you every crown of the Torah, and I'm going to wow you to the point where you're not going to understand how this Torah was even brought to mankind. It's something so incredibly deep, so mind-boggling, that you're not even going to know how you could learn Bichlal. That's real Kavod haTorah, showing exactly what the Torah is. And it's more than that, Rabbi Isai. Because it's not just a coincidence that these were crowns, that Rabbi Akiva was Medayakin. Rabbi Akiva knew how to give shir in crowns. And I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, we don't even know how to do that. What do you write on the blackboard for a crown? You write a line. How do you even give shir at all? What do? You lefi the line, but there's a stira to another line. He said, we don't even know what Rabbi Akiva did, Bechlau. Not only do we not know how he did it, we don't even know what the shir would have been like. And all of the first 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva sat in a shir like that, with little lines. They're like, lefi that line. Woo. We don't even know what he's talking about. And don't feel bad if you don't know what he was talking about or his Talmidim, because there was somebody else who didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu. And don't ask me the question how it could be that Rabbi Akiva knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the entire Torah. That's a fact, and anyone who doesn't think that way is not on the team, says the Rambam, okay? However, Rabbi Akiva found something in the Torah of Moshe that Moshe himself was in awe of. We don't have time to get too into the sugya, but I want to focus on the beginning. Listen to this amazing lashon. Moshe Rabbeinu gets up there to Shemayim, and he says, he sees the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is doing something. You know what the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing? The Ribbono Shel Olam is making ksarim. He's making crowns on the Torah. Kosher ksarim la'osius. He's making crowns. Amar lefarav. Moshe says, Ribbono Shel Olam, mimakom yadcha. What's going on? Why are you doing this? Meaning, what are crowns? This is not like, you know, just to make pretty things over here. Hashem doesn't do that. He says, I'll tell you. Adam echad yesha asul yos besov kamadurus. There's going to be somebody in a long time. V'akiva ben Yosef shmo. And Akiva ben Yosef is his name. And he's asin lidroish al kol koitz v'koitz tilin tilin shalakha. He's going to show you how all the halakha comes from the Torah. He says, Hashem, show me this. Unbelievable Gemara. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes there, and the biggest raya that this is from the earlier base Medrash of Rekiva that was destroyed, Kachamati Mirabosai, is Moshe had to go 8 rows back. Okay, with 5 Talmidim, you don't have 8 rows. Right? You can maybe have 5 rows for leg room, but you're not going to have 8 rows. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the original base Medrash of Rekiva that we lost, Rabosai, that we're not Zocha to. Below Hayadam Mahin Omrim, Moshe didn't know what was going on. Finally, Rabbi Akiva said, everything I'm saying is halakha l'moshe m'sinai, calm Moshe down. But listen to this, Rabosai. Anyone who has a sensitive ear to what we've been discussing, it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Akiva dedicated his life to crowns of the Torah. What's the idea of a letter? A letter is what the letter is. The crown is what you don't know it is. It's what's beyond. Rabbi Akiva showed the kavod. He brought the crown back. He showed how every single thing is so much deeper than we could imagine. That is the greatest kavod, the kavod of Torah that could possibly be. So now we lost that, Rabosai. We lost that with the Sefiras HaOmer, and that's really why we're in Avelis. We didn't just lose Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, we lost an entire type of Torah. But Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Shimon says, I'm going to restore this. And he couldn't restore it in the crowns, but you know what he did? He restored it in the letters of the Torah. Rabbi Shimon showed us how we're small people, we can't understand lines. But Rabbi Shimon says, come, I'm going to be Megala to the world. In a Shas Hadchak, Kedai Lismoch al Shimon B'Shas Hadchak. Really is in halacha, that when you're in trouble, when you're in dire straits, you can rely on Rav Shimon Shita la halacha. However, al piemis, what it means is, Rabbi Shimon gave us a way of seeing Rabbi Akiva's base medrash with our little heads. With our little way, we could look at the Torah, not in crowns and lines, but we could see that the Torah is not simple. That there's more than meets the eye over here. And that that's going to hold us until this golus is over. That was the covenant of Torah that Rabbi Shimon brought. And the Maharal Kimat never quotes a Zayar. And I didn't want to say this Barabim, so I called the Bucky B'Maharal on the phone and I said, I'm going to say that this Zayar is... It's basically the only time, if not two or three other times, that the Maharal quotes Zayar, and most certainly doesn't spend 2 pages on a Zayar. And the person who knows the Maharal said, I could say it. It's true. So be careful what you say, Barabbas. Says the Maharal, in Perik Yud Gimel, of Tiferes Yisrael, he brings a Medrash Nelam, which is a Zayar and Baal Loischa. Listen to the Kavod HaTorah of Rabbi Shimon. This is Lag Ba'omer, Rabbi Yisai. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Vai Lahu Barnash, Domer Daraisa, Asi Lachso, Asi Purim Bamalma, Vimili Dad Yoita. Woe is to the people who said that the Torah is story time. There's Adam Arishon, and there's Noah, and there's Abraham, and there's Isaac, and there's Jacob, and there's a story with Joseph. It's even a play on Broadway with the Technicolored Cup. Vai Lahoin! The Hachi Afilu Bismana Don on Yechal Lemevid Baraisa. He says, then we could write a Torah today. Yes. Milan Dead Yot Mishvachi Yasu Mikulu. He says, we've got Shakespeare's today. People who could write better than the Torah. If the Torah is stories, we don't need stories. We can write better stories. Says Reb Shimon Viter. It's very long. He says, rather, Kahai Gavna Araisa Isla Gufa. The Torah has a guf, a lavush, a clothes, and he says inside those clothes, inside the clothes, is a neshama to the Torah. And he says you can't be fooled. When you read the Torah, don't think it's just stories. You have to realize that there's more than meets the eye over here. And the truth is, that this has revolutionized the way we learn. Guys, every person in this Beis Medrash who I've ever had a conversation with, I hear Reb Shimon in them. There's a Yisoid. Avram Avinu, it was definitely a person, Rabos. Yitzchak and Yaakov and everybody in the Torah were people. But it's so not Pashat. There's so much more going on over here. There's the Bechina of Yosef HaTzadik, which we discussed in Shevavim. Where do we get that from? What are you Bechinaing this, Bechinaing that? Where'd you get this Bechlal? This Vas Emes, and this Baal Shem Tov, and everything. It's all Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Yosef is you. It's true there was a person named Yosef, but you can go further. You can learn this way, you can learn that way, you can understand that, you can understand this. Even the sheep in Bracious, Rabotai, are teeth. Everything's teeth. Everything has deeper meaning. Last year, somebody asked me, why the Torah in Vayishlach goes through the Zion Malachim. There's seven Malachim in Edom. They live, they die, they live, they die, they live, they die. An eighth one doesn't say he dies. I don't know anything about Reb Shimon, but I want you to know the following thing. That the Arizal bases his entire Eitz Chaim, we're talking the entire Chachmas Kabbalah, is based on those eight kings. Not an aside. The entire Eitz Chaim is based on a parsha that everyone's bored stiff when they do Shnayim Mikra. What a covet at Torah! Reb Shimon was Megal of the things that you think are empty or everything. Fakert, perhaps the most empty parts of the Torah to the guy who's got silly putty in his head are the places where the greatest sodos are hidden. When you just know that this is true, you don't have to know anything. But when you know this, you come to Torah differently. When you know that in Baba Kama, you heard once that the Goyim says that there are Arba Avos Nezikin, like we know. And there's a whole Chosh and Mishpat about that. But if you know that they're connected four terrible aspects of evil, whoa, you can't do that. Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't have that in mind. You better believe he did. You better believe that if you would go millions of years reading a Mishnah in Baba Kama, yes, you'd get all the secrets of creation. Does that help your morning seder? Absolutely! Because when I know that there's more than meets the eye, I begin to have that feeling like I should be standing for this. I'll notice the Diyukim and Rashi better. I'll be sensitive to the Lashonis. And without it, it's a worthless thing. Because you don't even believe it's chashuv. Vai lahoin! Woe is to the people who don't know this. If a person knows this, then every day is cracking something. It's getting into the covet of Torah. The Goyin in Mishle says an amazing thing. He says, when you're a bacher and you get good pshat, you're going to be in for a very big surprise when you're 80. Why? Because he says, if you said good, says the Goyin, the pasuk says, "Usmach me'eshes nurecha." Perek Hey, pasuk Yud Ches in Mishle. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Interesting pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest old man, tells you to rejoice in the wife of your youth. Don't know what he's talking about. The Vilna Gaon is Megala. He says that when a person learns pshat well, when he learns pshat well as a bacher, b'nu'urecha, in your youth. He says he's going to be b'simcha atzuma later in life. B'mashach yidashdal pipshat, you're going to know you said good in pshat. Why? Because when you learn Reb Shimon, when you learn the Seidus HaTorah, Tavin Soid Tira Hapshat, you're going to see in the Soid, oh, and I said good when I was a Bacher, because it's exactly the Soid, just Tifer. I see exactly why this is the close of the deeper Pshat. That means the Torah just goes layer after layer after layer after layer after layer. And we just go through this process and we get as much of it as we can. And when you know this is happening, you don't take anything for granted. The whole way a person asks Akasha, watch this, it's Baruch Menusa, is how seriously they take what's going on. The Vilna Gaon writes in the beginning of Mishle, he says, you have to know the author of every work. Why? Why does it start that Shlomo is the author of Mishle? He says, because you're not going to take it so seriously unless you know Shlomo is the wisest of all men. It's very logical. You go, maybe he needed a coffee that day, that's why he wrote this Pasuk. Right? Or maybe he made Rachmana Litzlan, Afer B'Pumai, a mistake. However, when a person knows how far this goes, what Rabbi Akiva did, and what his Talmud gives us a glimpse at, and they're able to see this with their own eyes, it's a different Torah. Rav Yaakov Hillel told me, he said, it says, Mibisari Ech Seloka, the Pasuk says, when I see my body, I will see the Ribbono Shel. He said, to the very last detail, somebody who knows Pnimius HaTorah, everything. You're always wondering why the appendix is there. You might not be able to figure it out down here, but if you know Pnimius HaTorah, you'll be able to understand what this is here. You'll be able to understand why long fingernails go above and have no feeling. Even there was a tshuva, I shouldn't mention this in the Beis Medrash, of the Ben Ish Chai. Someone asked the Ben Ish Chai, why are there armpit hairs? Why are there hairs under the arm? And he gave him a good answer. I can't say I understood it. But it was an answer. And he knew. He didn't have to Google it. He went all the way to the top and goes, ah, that's why. Mibsari Exeluka. It's not simple. Rib Shimon says, you are not simple. The Torah is not simple. And you, where you're coming from Torah, you're not simple. The Nefesh HaChaim says an amazing thing. The Nefesh HaChaim, this is a jewel. In the Nefesh HaChaim, he explains why the Rav Shimon gave us the Seidus HaTorah. You can look at it yourselves. Shara Aleph, Perkhav Beis. What's the point of this? The point is not just to have that Torah. That, you know, you did Nashim, you did Nezikin, now you do Kabbalah. That's not why. That wasn't Rav Shimon's intent, and that wasn't the Arizal's intent when he opened up all the difficult things that Rav Shimon said. This is what it says. Umi shiziko yisbarach shmoi lahasig nistaris. Terasenu achdoisha. Whoever zoichet to understand the premius of Torah. Asher hishiru lanu kedoshe elyon. Kach mea talmud. Kegon Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'chaveira v'talmidav. Like Reb Shimon and his talmidim. Sheshosin meima b'doris achronim. And in later generations, the ones who drank that. Kegon akodesh isha lukim noira ha'arizal. The Arizal who opens up only 500 years ago. Opens up some of the parts of Rav Shimon's Torah that were left untouched until only 500 years ago in history, in historic context that's mind-boggling. Only 500 years ago, you can go visit where he learned, you can go visit his shul. Asher he'iru einenu b'ksas tami ha-mitzvus z'kavonus ha-mitzvus. They gave us a little dabbling, a little flavor in this subject. Not mashma that they covered everything. Hurak! It is solely for this purpose. Kidei she is bonin kolecha lefi siklo vasagoso. So someone will understand. Ad heichon magin koprote masav. To see how deep his actions are. That when you do something, when you say a joke to cheer somebody up, when you daven on time, kriyashma, and say tefillah, when you daven three times a day, bitzibur, when you come to Seder and learn a good Seder, you have to realize you're not Pashut. The whole purpose of Reb Shimon was not just to teach us that the Torah is not Pashut. It was to teach us that we're not Pashut. Once you see, if a person would, if they could, open Shar Kavanas and see what they do when they shake a lulav, I guarantee you, you know, they'd get psyched up for that. Like those meisim with the Rebbes. There's a reason they get like that. Do we know what we're doing? It makes no sense. We're taking a lemon, we're smashing it against a palm tree. What are we doing? Rav Shimon says, I'll tell you, so that you'll realize that you're not pashut. So that you'll realize where your actions, maisav, your actions, diburav, your speech, machshavosav, your thoughts, every shmiras einayim, kol inyona ba'olamas ha'kochos elyonim, that you're affecting worlds, that you're not pashut. And a yedid of mine, who happens to be an amazing mekubal, a young mekubal, who shook the world with a few of his farm. He went to Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub Zatzal. And I was privy to their private conversation. Rav Yisrael Elia was blind, and this young whippersnapper comes with his new sefer. He wants a haskama from Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub. I went with him both to Rav Yisrael Elia Antrab, Yibadal Chaim Tovim, to Rav Moshe Shapiro also. And Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub says, start reading. He was blind at the time. Rav Yisrael Elia was blind. He says, keep reading. Keep reading. Keep reading. And at a certain point, he took out wine to make a l'chaim on the sefer. And what was the comment that he said to him? You'd think, you know, what are they going to discuss now, you know? He says, don't you see that your Kriya Shema is a lot better after writing the sefer? What? That's what he said. What? And the answer is, I saw, that's the Nefesh HaChaim. The Nefesh HaChaim is, how much more real is life than we think? How much more is there than meets the eye? We think of these little dinky yahrzei candles. We need a bonfire, Rabosai! What a neshama is not something that can fit in one of those things. We need a serious matzav. Do you know what a neshama is? Rabbi Shimon was megalit to us that we're not pashut. And the very thing that he showed us in the Torah, him and his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, is us. We have a Messiah. Yisrael stands for Yesh, Shishim, Rebo, Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 Osios in the Torah. Each one of us is connected a part of those 600,000. And the meaning is, you're not just a person, you're Torah. You have the crowns that Rabbi Akiva was darshaning in you. You have the words, the letters that Reb Shimon was telling you are not Pashut. You're not Pashut. The sugya of Kavod HaTorah, Rabosai, I have news for you, is the same sugya as being Mechavid your friend. Without exception, it's the absolutely same sugya. Yisrael, which is us. Oraisa, which is Torah. Ukudsh Brichu, which is Hashem. Chada, they're one shtickel Torah. The reason you have to be Mechavid your friend is because your friend is from the Torah. The reason you have to become the Torah, Torah is not Pashut. And it's the same thing with the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to be Megal ourselves through the Torah. We have to understand that we're not Pashut. And it does not matter if you see this. If you read a Ramban, and at the bottom of every Ramban it says there's something called Lefi HaEmes. You don't have to read that part. And in the new Rambans they skip it. And you know what? It gets you to read the Pshat better. When you see that he can do that trick on the bottom that you have no clue, it makes you appreciate, this man knew what he was talking about. And this is a Torah that's worth learning. Every Rabbeinu Bechai, every Ramban, this is what Torah is. And a Hakara that we're not Pashut. We are not Pashut. You have one life to live. Lag BaOmer is the Simcha that we have an amazing life to live. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein Zatzal once told a Rebbe of mine when he was a Bacher. He said the following beautiful lines. He says, Kinderlach, Kinderlach. My children, my children. Merleben Pashut. If we live simple, merbleiben Pashut. We'll stay Pashut. A person who's not in touch with what Rav Shimon's Megala will be a guy. He'll go through the world, he'll be a guy. But he won't see that Nekudas HaKavod that he's capable of. If you're the same sugya as Rav Shimon, that means there could be a Zayar on you. You may not even understand what Zayar is going to be written about you. It doesn't matter. You'll find out at the end. They'll tell you. And this is what Lag BaOmer is. A person who goes into the Romos like this of Lag BaOmer would never turn it into Woodstock. But there's always a Satan. The Satan comes. Every Dover Shebekdusha, the Satan gets very scared. And he says to the people, no, no, no. It seems like it's not a simple day. It's very simple. It's Woodstock, Rabosai. And a person has to go with a very serious cook because all chalkim of tumah come on Lag BaOmer. And just like you have in other areas, at the top is Kedusha, and surrounded by it is what we call all the Klupas Tzmeis, trying to justify their existence. They don't have any covered. Boys Yavuzulo, they have no covered. They stop as cheap as they are down here. They don't have a crown, but they want to claim the crown. And there's always a Mulchama on Lag BaOmer to preserve its dignity. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be zocha to find new kaychas. Kedai lismeich al Reb Shimon b'shas atchak. Not just when you daven in Lag BaOmer, but you should find new kaychas within. You should say, if this is not pashut, I have to find out why I'm not pashut. We should all be zocha to become anashim mechubad.